This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Watch out, the impossible foods. Filet mignon is just around the corner. Plant-based meat has conquered burgers, nuggets, and mince. But steak, that's been the final frontier. Now, Impossible Foods is inching closer to the Holy Grail with its latest innovation, Impossible Steak Bites, a move that could spell real trouble for the beef industry. Unveiled at Natural Products Expo West, these pre-cooked, bite-sized steak pieces aren't just another attempt at meat mimicry. They promise the texture, juiciness, and chew of real beef, minus the cholesterol, excess saturated fat, and environmental destruction. Each serving delivers 21 grams of protein, plus fiber, iron, and B vitamins, all while using 94% less water, 94% less land, and generating 93% fewer greenhouse gas emissions than conventional steak. But the real story here isn't just steak bites, it's what they represent. Impossible has spent 15 years perfecting plant-based muscle structure, and these bites are proof they're getting dangerously close to the real thing. That means a full-sized plant-based filet mignon might be just around the corner. Peter McGuinness, CEO of Impossible Foods, isn't mincing words. You're not going to find a better plant-based steak option than that. And he's probably right. The company's proprietary soy leg hemoglobin, HEMI, the key to its meaty taste, was recently given the green light in Europe, meaning expansion beyond the US is now a certainty. The big question, how long before a plant-based filet mignon hits the menu at your favourite steakhouse? With Impossible's R&D team closing in, the answer might be sooner than anyone expected. If steak bites are the warm-up, the main course could be here before the meat industry knows what hit it. Steakhouses, consider this your warning. The future is coming, and it doesn't move. This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.